This is Gene Lance on the Workers Beat Extra. When I got to speak at the very first celebration of International Workers' Day in Dallas, I told them about the other three. The first one was relatively small. Of course, it had been raining that day, and so a lot of people didn't come. I counted 51 people. It was largely the so-called fringe left. I think the Freedom Road Socialists were there. The Industrial Workers of the World were there. Communist Party was there. And one other group, let's see, Party for Socialism and Liberation, PSL. I don't think that the Democratic Socialists of America came. They may be waiting for the one that's associated with organized labor. This was a relatively small but a very, very good group and very militant. The speeches were great, the music was great, and they read poetry. I got to speak, and I told them about the other three things. The other three things are quite impressive, I think, because I'm old enough to remember when we didn't celebrate May the 1st at all in Dallas. And I think that goes back probably all the way to 1886. I know they celebrated it then because they celebrated it all over the world. But since then, I think most Americans have been too afraid to celebrate International Workers' Day. However, we not only are doing it now in the Dallas area, but we had four of them this year. The second one will be on May the 1st at 8 a.m. in the morning at the Dallas City Hall, and it will be in favor of immigrants' rights. It will be sponsored by the Texas Organizing Project, which is a community organizing group that generally works by itself, but they have one partner in this, and that is the Workers' Defense Project, which is a nonprofit which works to provide services to undocumented workers and to organize undocumented workers. That'll be at 8 o'clock on May the 1st. At 12 o'clock on May the 1st, the Texas Alliance for Retired Americans is going to hold a picnic in a park, which I think is pretty impressive. Then on May the 4th, which is the Saturday, that's when the AFL-CIO, the Maine Labor Federation, will hold its event, and they will hold it at the Hall for the Postal Employees, the APWU, American Postal Workers Union. So there's four events here this year, and as I told the celebrants at the first one, I'm old enough to remember when they didn't celebrate it at all. So I'm pretty pleased with this year's selection of celebrations of International Workers' Day. One of the big issues for Dallas and its surrounding area is a bond proposal or a series of bond proposals. And for some reason, the young people are only opposed to one. I could make a very good case for being opposed to all of them, but they are opposed to the one that has to do with setting up a training center for the Dallas police. They're calling it Cop City, and they're dead set against it. And they seem to be all in agreement about it.
But we at the South Cox City Coalition, we deeply oppose the continued militarization and the expansion of a policing strategy that further harms our community. Therefore, we oppose this bond in its entirety. Grocery store. They have no y'all for y'all time. All power to the people.
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 All peace to the people.
All peace to the people.
All love to the people.
All love to the people.
All power 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 to the people.
All love to the people.
That lady was from the Stop Cop City Coalition.
Long live
international solidarity.
All power to the people.
All power to the people.
I'm gonna say long live, y'all gonna say international solidarity. Long live
international solidarity.
Long live
international solidarity.
Long live.
The
Workers of the World. Can you give it up for Curtis?
This is the IWW. It's Industrial Workers of the World. He just corrected him. We're at the May 1st celebration at Lake Cliff Park in Dallas, Texas. There are four celebrations of May 1st this year in Dallas. And I'm old enough to remember then dozens of years when there were none. But we have four, and this is the first one here at Colorado Park or Lake Cliff Park. We have about 51 people. Somebody's cooking hamburgers and hot dogs. There are tables up from the Industrial Workers of the World, the Communist Party, USA, Freedom Road Socialists, and Party for Socialism and Liberation. There's a little pavilion here where I'm sitting, and the speakers, some of them are using their arms to wave around, and they're not talking directly into the microphone, so that's why I can't get everything that every speaker is saying. There are people here for whom this is their very first action, and there are people here that have been doing this for 50 some odd years, but they have not been celebrating May the 1st in Dallas, Texas, because there were no celebrations. In this very spot back in 1985, I rented this pavilion and brought some food and a sound system down and for a May 1st celebration, and no one showed up. I was here by myself. I sat here all day Saturday waiting for someone to come. Nobody ever did. So I can tell you that in Dallas, Texas, these celebrations of May the 1st, International Workers' Day, are a very new phenomenon. What about you? Are you the youngest person here?
I am, in fact, the youngest person here, yes.
And you're usually the youngest person with all these activities.
Yeah, I mean, when I go to these protests, I'm typically the youngest teenager out there, so yeah.
You're a teenager?
I'm 16, yes.
You're 16 years old? You think you'll still be active when you're 83?
I hope so. I want to dedicate my life to this stuff.
How do you think this is all going to play out? I mean, what's going to actually happen someday to make a better world?
Well, there's been this trend of the younger generations being more leftist than ever before, and as the younger generations grow up and become the older generations, and we become the population here, I think that we'll start to see some good change. I think we have some good days ahead of us.
Okay, let's catch some of this. That's a Teamster speaking. They have a strike going on.
I'm not part of those struggles.
No.
I can't hear you. Can you reach out to the members of the working class if you're not part of those struggles?
No.
And there are a lot of struggles that happen, especially as we are part-time workers. I myself have to do two jobs, called out of work to be here. I work 7 days a week. But why did we choose the Teamsters? On the one hand, it's because the Teamsters currently now have a pretty good contract. But why is that? It's not because one day Teamsters decided to have a good contract. It's myriad and complex. That there is a reform movement within the Teamsters that wants to make sure that from the shop floor, workers have more say in their union about how their union works and about how their union should function. Because for a long time, the Teamsters Union has not been a good place for democracy, has not been a good place for having workers on the shop floor have a direct say in their local, in their union hall, and seeing how their union actually functions. Until a very important election happened that got Sean O'Brien into the international presidency with Zuckerman as vice president. How did that happen? It happened through a combination of reformers within the TDU, the Teamsters for a Democratic Union, and those who were sick and tired of contract after contract, concession after concession just being given. Is anyone else tired of concessions just being given on people who are supposed to represent you, saying they're going to give you what's best, and then just give you the worst thing possible? Who else is tired of that? Yeah. Who else is tired of that? Who else is tired of concessions? Yeah. I'm very tired of concessions, and I just even got into the union, where our student steward doesn't even fight for the people that he's representing on the shop floor. But how do we actually change this system, not only within a local union, but within a broader sense, a broader struggle, a broader system? Well, you gotta organize. For us, for me and Rick, it's organizing within the Teamsters and connecting struggles in the actual shop floor to struggles that are happening outside the shop floor. Because it can't just be just about the shop floor, it has to be what's happening over in Palestine. It has to be what's happening over in Oak Cliff with Cop City. It has to be what's happening over in UTA. It has to be happening everywhere. Because if we do not connect these struggles, if we do not say that the rights and the struggles that are happening over there are just as important as the struggles and rights that are happening over here, we will be just divided amongst each other. And they will take us out bit by bit, one by one. We need to be united and strong together. Otherwise, we can't win. So that's why, one, I'm part of Teamsters Local 767, so that we can change. And we can change it. Because not only have we seen the bout of uprisings happening within college campuses, but we've also seen on the shop floor the very fact that we took out decades worth of Hawkeye concessions, and now contract enforcement, now healthcare benefits, now health and safety issues are being talked about by the international presidency seriously is important, but it can't just stop there. It has to go further. It has to go to where we need Teamster locals to call for ceasefire. It has to go where Teamster locals are out there saying no to cop cities. It has to go to where the Teamsters, UAW, all elements of organized working class divisions are out there fighting for rights, fighting to make sure that we are not just oppressed out in our workshops, that we are making sure that we're not oppressed when we leave work.
Hell yeah.
But that's essentially all I need to say, because at the end of the day, after this, we need to make this a continual thing of not just coming out and cooking, but making sure that each and every one of our organizations are collaborating together and fighting for a unified goal. It may not be the exact same goal for each of us, but a unified goal. Making sure that we stop and call out oppression when it happens, wherever it happens, however it happens. So I'll just end it off with this. Repeat after me. Workers of the world, unite!
Workers of the world, unite!
We had
Teamsters Local 767 on his shirt, so I think that means he probably works at UPS, where they got a really good contract last year.
My name is Rick.
And here's another speaker from
member of the Freedom Road Socialist
another
Organization.
Timbers Teamster shirt. But
and I am a class struggle
he's speaking
unionist
from his organization, Freedom Road Socialists. And he's also from 767.
Very much like my brother said, our struggles are not limited to the shop floor. The shop floor is where we amass struggle. And we win not only on the shop floor, but everywhere else as well. The power of the union moves mountains. This is our day. And you know what? Every day is our day. Because if we don't go to work, this shit shuts down.
This is the first of four May 1st celebrations in Dallas, Texas on 2024.
Class politics
makes us strong.
Thank you. Woo!
We just sang Solidarity Forever. That was cool.
All power to the people.
Solidarity forever.
This is Gene Lance on the Workers Beat Extra.